Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, this is Radio 1. Bring on 2 days off. Hope you're alright today. Yes, it's Friday. It's 4:12. I've not done the Wonder Years for ages, it feels like. They're on at 5 o'clock today. Floor fillers at 6. Thank you very much, Edith. Rachel's been on. Bit tired in Cardiff, saying that music on Only Be Friday makes me well up. It's off of the London Marathon. Gets me every time, right there. Callum says a bit short, if he's being picky. Elaine in Northwich, awesome, beautiful. I'm talking about the Only Brew Friday, by the way. Best ever, says Bert in Stoke. Oh, and Rose in revision mode says not impressed at all. I give it 4. I think I did quite well.
I thought it was better than 4.
Thank you.
Connor on the train on the way home is very disappointed. He looks forward to his Only Brew Friday every week and his radio disconnected halfway through a tunnel.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Jeff in Aberdeen's been on. The Only Brew Friday didn't cheer him up at all.
Mm.
He's had the worst day ever. And he says, Scott, I really need you to cheer me up. Please play me Hello by Lionel Richie. Now,
my God,
I don't think that wouldn't do the trick for me. Are you sure you mean Hello?
Not particularly.
Not dancing on the ceiling.
Not dancing on the ceiling.
Has got that funny rap bit in the middle. That might cheer him up.
What is this? There's a bit of rap what in has? Hello.
No, it's like a bit where it goes a bit faster and he's like, da-da-da, da-da.
No. Go on, do the rap. No, do the rap. No. Do the rap for us that you think is in Hello.
There is a rap bit in it. There's a fast bit in it, about 3/4 of the way through.
In Hello by Lionel Richie?
Yeah. Okay.
You're not sure now, are you?
I don't think we should.
No, you don't look at me
this.
Like that, because it makes me doubt myself.
Right, I'm going to play. I really don't know what you're talking about. Lionel doesn't suddenly break into Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
What the heck was that?
Lily Allen's coming up and Utah Saints. And after 4:30, Lady Gaga's coming in. Loads of paparazzi outside waiting for her. Do you think she'll be wearing something bonkers?
Do you think so?
She's wearing some bin bags or something on GMTV earlier. So
they said it. They said on GMTV, because I saw that this morning, they said that she was joining along with Mr. Motivator. And he did have on a bonkers outfit this morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people wanted my Lionel Richie rap to download.
I can understand why they would want that.
I'm not doing it again. I can't do it on demand.
This is just
one of
those things.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. That was Lily Allen and The Fear on Radio 1. Becky, you silly girl. Let's say you say me, the woman that speeds up in the middle with the rap. There's not a rap in it. Lionel didn't do rap. My mum had that album. There's no rap in it.
We put it on sometimes.
Do you?
Minging.
All night long, brackets, all night. All American Rejects are coming soon. It's our record of the week. And Utah Saints. Can you tell it's Friday?
He seems quite happy with that, though, doesn't he? He's not really that bothered anymore.
So, explain what just happened.
I was just writing the last sports story about how Portsmouth are likely to sign Jermaine Pennant, and I just sort of had a tap on my shoulder and, hi, I'm Gaga, and a kiss.
Nice.
Which was very nice.
Lady Gaga is here, and she's on after 4:30.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Look, it's Lady Gaga. Hi.
Hey, yay.
Yeah, you are clapping yourself.
I'm clapping for you.
How are you?
I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, you're actually really excited, aren't you?
Yeah, Scott, I mean, really, it's like crazy. You guys added the record I think in November, so much earlier than...
We love it.
The US took freaking forever. I'm like, everyone keeps saying, oh, is the UK, you know, are they late? Because, you know, it's been in the US for a while. And I said, no, it's the US that's late.
Oh, so we got it first.
Well, you
we
guys,
got hold of it.
You guys reacted to it faster than anybody. Just really, thank you so much.
It's all right. Lots of photographers outside.
Yeah.
They follow you everywhere now, don't they?
Yeah.
They were arguing a minute ago, were they?
Yeah, they were. I guess they were fighting outside. I don't know why.
About what?
Who the hell knows?
Is that why you went out there? Did you go out to calm
it
down?
I went to break it up.
Yeah.
That's why you're gone.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, congratulations on being number one and stuff in the UK.
Thank you so much. It's, you know, it's you guys, and you just, thank you.
Do I call you Lady, or do I call you Gaga, or Joanne, or what do I call you?
Call me Gaga. My friends call me Gaga.
Even your mum calls you that, right?
Yeah, she does.
So, you phone up, hi, Mum, it's Gaga.
Well, she. I don't have to say anything.
No, I say normally
hi,
when you phone your mum, you don't have to say who it is.
Yeah, well, that's just
true.
Say hi, Mum.
That's true.
Usually goes, oh my God, hi, because I'm so busy. I never get on my phone ever. I leave it in the hotel a lot.
Now, we're a little bit worried about you, Gaga.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we think you're going to catch a death of cold anytime soon.
The hypothermic.
Well, every day we see you in the newspaper, you're not wearing much. It's flipping January. It's not America. It's cold here, you know?
I know.
It's freezing.
Well, actually, I'm usually running in and out of studios quite quickly, and the minute they yell cut, they go, you're late! no matter how early I get up or how much I try to be punctual, they always say, you're late! And then I run out of the studio and I go right into the car. So I'm really not ever outside for more than about 5 seconds.
We are a bit concerned, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Well, can I have your jacket?
You really want my jacket?
No.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, you really don't want that.
Thank you so much.
That's okay.
He's got a dressing gown you could have.
Yeah, I've got David Hasselhoff's dressing gown if you'd like that.
That's rad. Everyone needs to have that.
I nicked it from his house.
That's really rad.
Yeah. I did live with him last week. That's another story.
No, you didn't.
I really did.
Oh my God. I want pictures.
I've got lots of pictures.
Oh my God.
I went to stay in his house for 3 days in LA. That was.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
That's like everybody's like bar dream. Like everybody at the bars with the Hasselhoff t-shirts wants to go stay with him.
I know. Living the dream. Now you are in
it
the
papers. It was Hoff's nightmare.
Yeah, it was, you know. Yeah, he couldn't wait to get rid of me. You're in the papers a lot for your clothes, aren't you? Do you do that on purpose? Thinking this will get me in the papers if I wear this.
Well, I've always dressed like this, so no. But I guess you could say no and yes, because I definitely don't try to hide that I'm out and about on the streets and with a baseball cap, because it's just not who I am, and I'm fairly new. And hello, London, here I am.
Describe what you're wearing today for us.
I made the cat suit. It's a latex.
I was going to say it was a cat suit, but I wasn't sure if that was rude or not.
No, it's not rude. Okay. It's flattering. Okay.
That's an amazing cat suit, Gaga.
Thank you. This is one I made. And then I've got a Yves Saint Laurent belt on and some Chanel shoes and a big hair bow.
Do you wear clothes like that around the house?
I usually take my clothes off when I get home, but...
Sorry?
I usually undress when I get home.
What, completely?
Well, don't you?
Do you have indoor clothes and outdoor clothes?
I wear robes.
Oh, I see. Right, I was going to say.
I wear a robe, but I don't really wear much clothes outside either, so it's like, bam, who knows?
You need one of those slankets that Greg James has got.
Oh, yeah.
You seen those? They're amazing. You need one of those. Everyone on the text is going, get Gaga a slanket now.
Oh, my God.
What are your favourite outfits? Because you've got some amazing ones we've seen.
My favourite outfits right now... gosh, I don't know. I really love my crystal, like the origami dresses. I wear them a lot on, you know, performances and TV and stuff. I think they're pretty cool.
I think, Becky, you should borrow some.
I'll put her in one.
Would you?
Send her home with me.
I'm not really going to fit in one, though, am I?
Well,
yes,
really?
You will.
Can you
laces
do that?
Up the back.
Okay. She's serious.
Yeah. You could put her in a cat suit.
Charlie, no.
It wasn't a
question. You said your face to both like, ha, this is going to be brilliant. This is going to look awful. Or, oh my God, you're not serious, are you?
It wasn't a question. It was a statement, Becky.
I think she looked quite sexy.
I would agree. We would all agree.
Now, the Pussycat Dolls tour, let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
When's it happening?
My first show is on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, have you met them before?
Yeah, of course.
Are they divas backstage?
No, they're lovely girls. They're really nice and very sweet. And you know, Nicole, I always tell her she's entirely too pretty to be as nice as she is. I said if I looked like
they were nice when they came in here.
Yeah, they were very nice.
Yeah, yeah,
very nice girls.
And do you all hang out together, like all us together, when you're in the like the support act, or do you do your bit and go back to your transit van?
Well, I haven't. We haven't started the tour yet. But when I have been around them, yeah, we hang out. They're really cool girls, and I think it's nice probably for them to have a new girl around. You know.
Mm.
And it's fun. It's good fun.
Okay. So I bet they've got big luxury dressing rooms, haven't they? I bet they have. Check that out for me on Sunday.
I don't know. I'll go
put
snooping.
You in a cupboard somewhere.
I'll go snooping. Yeah, no, they won't. Don't try to get me to say something. I'll say it because I like not with it. I space out sometimes. I'll just be like, yes, no, yes.
No, yes. Not listening. Podcast. Now, we were talking about, just off air then, about you were supporting New Kids on the Block, right?
Yeah, in America.
Okay, how was that?
It was really awesome, but as I was just telling you, it was really hard in the beginning because nobody knew who I was for the first 16 minutes of the show, and then we get into Just Dance, they're kind of like, who the hell is this? And then we get into Just Dance, and...
They just stood there, like, not saying
they
doing anything.
They just stood there, like, gonk, with the look of shock, and, oh my God, why is she, like... What is she doing on the floor? I mean, it was really bad. And then the stick comes out and the glasses and there's origami.
Whoa. Okay, right. If people are going to see your show on Sunday, aren't they? It starts on Sunday in Scotland.
Yeah.
What's with the stick and the rolling on the floor? What happened?
Well, I...
I don't think we should let that go by.
That's disrespectful, no. No, it's actually, it's my disco stick. It's a cane that's covered with ice. And a matching pair of glasses, and it's fashion, and it's just a very kind of like high fashion approach to a pop show, and it's very different. And I mean, just honestly, they didn't know what to think of me. And then finally, the record started to really take it radio. And by the end of the tour, the arenas were full for my set. People were on their feet, screaming, calling me out on stage.
And then they went to get a drink while New Kids were on.
No, my God.
I'm just joking.
I'm really excited to be on tour with Pussycat Dolls, and you know, it's just kind of stupid and ridiculous that I'm playing arenas for my first tour of the UK, so yeah, wow.
Amazing. What music do you like listening to? Do you like Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, I do. I love the Pussycat Dolls, but I actually listen to like AC/DC and Black Sabbath and Metallica and stuff, so that's just like on my own time to rev me up.
Oh, I was going to ask if you like Katy Perry.
Well, I do like Katy Perry as well.
Okay, she like a bit of pop.
Mine. What?
You like a bit of pop sometimes.
I love pop music. I mean, I write pop music. So
what about Leona?
Yeah, I think Leona's great. I saw her live in New York City because I performed with her at Jingle Ball.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some true or false rumours here.
Oh, gosh.
Could you just clear some of these up?
Ta-da.
Say whether they're true or false, okay? Right, first one. You got your name from Queen's song, Radio Gaga.
True.
Right, why?
My producer, Rob Fusari, I was playing this bonus track that's on the Fame called Again Again. And while I was playing, I'm very theatrical when I perform, and he goes, gosh, you're so Gaga. And I said, you mean like Radio Gaga? And he said, yeah, like Freddie Mercury. You're very dramatic. And, you know, I've just always been really theatrical and my performances are very over the top. So he called me Gaga and it stuck.
Tick, that one's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You went to the same school as Paris Hilton.
Yes, but not in her class.
Okay. You're having a feud with Christina Aguilera.
Well, I'm not having a feud with Christina Aguilera. But
is she having one with you?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I guess there's some question about whether or not she knows if I'm a man or a woman or something like that. But honestly, I dress very androgynous and I'm a big Grace Jones, David Bowie fan, so it doesn't really bother me.
So she called you a man?
I don't know what she... Listen, I love her. I think she's fabulous. Yeah. And
okay, so it's not a feud from your point of view?
No, it's not a feud.
Okay. You hate TV shows like X Factor and American Idol?
No! And that was a huge wrong twisting
of
my words.
That's your chance to clear it up, you see?
Well, here on Radio 1, I just want to say, they said I said something bad about Alexandra, and I don't even really know her. But I think the song is great. It's a Jeff Buckley cover, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jeff Buckley is amazing, and I have nothing bad to say. Anyone that's got a number one record deserves to be there. It's very hard. So
where does all this stuff come from?
It comes from the crazy media.
And one more. When you were younger, you ran away to be a burlesque dancer.
That's true.
When was that?
Well, I was 18, so I wasn't really running away, but I gave up college, and my mom and dad like cried at the dinner table on my birthday, and I just I really wanted to do it. I'm really a nostalgic person, and I wanted to live the life of the artists that I admire so much that influenced my work, and I felt that I hadn't really experienced New York in the way that I wanted to. So I moved out, went downtown, and got jobs, and worked and wrote and played every nightclub in sight, and go-go danced and slipped DJs my record until I got signed and dropped and signed again.
You worked really hard.
Yeah, and then here I am. But I wouldn't be here if I didn't really love music and art.
Now, you're a songwriter as well, aren't you?
Yes.
You've written songs, loads of songs for loads of people. Who have you written songs for?
For Britney Spears, Quicksand for her record. I worked on the Dolls album for about a month with Akon. Uh-huh. New Kids on the Block, I wrote on their record. I did the song that they did with New Edition, the duet, and I also sang a song with them called Big Girl Now.
Okay.
And I'm writing all the time for other people. I'm just constantly in the studio.
Now, here's where you could help us.
Dun-dum!
Because we do need to write a song soon.
Oh, gosh.
Right? We want to... Do you know the Eurovision Song Contest?
Okay.
Do you know this?
Yes.
It's an amazing array of talent from all over Europe. And we want to enter for the country Moldova. Not because Britain never win it.
So oh, really?
We're not going to enter for the
Because we're not very popular.
They don't like us.
Well, you know what? I will do anything for Radio 1.
Right.
There you go, then.
We've got that on tape. So you will help us write a song for Eurovision.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's where we have to leave, Lady Gaga. Listen, good luck with the tour starting on Sunday.
Thank you so much, guys.
I love you
so much, and I love it here in the UK. Thank you.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.